We got Bitcoin holding above 64,000. We got the altcoins completely green, except of course Telegram, which is because the founder was arrested. And then you got meme coins absolutely exploding, but it's not all meme coins that are actually absolutely exploding. As you know, the new hype in meme coins is the meme coins on the Tron chain. And today we're going to dedicate our entire meme coin show to being able to identify the best meme coins on Tron. And I've got some really dirty DGEN alpha for you. Also, I have Justin Sun joining us live today to talk about meme coins on the Tron chain. So today is going to be one of those amazing, magic, very dirty Sunday meme coin shows. Remember, the Sunday meme coin shows are not for the faint-hearted. They're only for people who really understand and want to take the risks associated with meme coins, but they're also going to get the returns. So, Sunday afternoon shows, Justin Sun live with us. Let's go, guys. It's amazing to see that this meme coin super cycle ain't gonna stop. It just ain't gonna stop. Because as soon as you get a recovery in the market, as soon as the bubbles start looking like this, the number one best performing narrative, of course, is meme coins. And it's not all meme coins, of course, it's a select few meme coins. Even if you look in the bubbles and you just look at like the biggest movers of this week, I think the majority of them, I mean, there's the meme coin. It's Sun. So you've got Sun and you've got Pepe coin, you've got a whole lot of other meme coins that are actually running. So this meme coin super cycle ain't gonna go away. And as you guys know, the meme coin super cycle has now migrated off Solana into Tron. And so that's why we thought today we'd dedicate a whole show to Tron, to finding the best memes on Tron. And I've got a massive panel for you. I've also got Justin Sun with us live. So listen, if you are a meme coin degen and you are here to get alpha, what you need to do right now is smash the like button, obliterate the like button. Which other channel works this hard, brings you alpha on a Sunday, brings you the founder of the actual chain or the founder of the chain, and he's going to give us meme coin alpha himself. So if you're not already subscribed to the channel, subscribe to the channel. If you are subscribed, what I need you guys to do is I need you to obliterate the like button. Let's get people here. Also, I want to remind you, the meme coin shows are sponsored shows. Okay, so all, you know, we obviously always declare our sponsors. Our first sponsor for today, it would be amiss of us not to have a sponsor that was actually a dog, because of course every chain must have a dog. And right now the biggest dog on Tron is the Sun dog. If you think about it, ETH has a dog. The ETH dog has a market cap of 4 billion. Sol has a dog with a hat, and that has a market cap of 2 billion. And if you look at the Sun dog, which is the dog on the chain, it has a market cap of $235 million. It got as high as like $340 million at one stage. This is a dog that has been trending a lot. You can follow the dog. You can also see it's been trending a lot. Got a whole lot of exchange listings and also doing an airdrop doing airdrops to people holding actual Tron tokens. So this one is the leading dog right now on the Tron chain. And remember, he is one of our sponsors for today. We'll talk a little bit more about Sundog a bit later. I think without further ado, I want to bring on the man of the moment. I've got Justin Sun, His Excellency, with us. Justin, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Yes, basically busy fixing like all the SunPower meme bug, you know, to provide the best platform for meme coin dev and trader.
So let me ask you a question. Why do you think meme coins moved from Solana to Tron? What was wrong with Solana that meme coin traders actually needed to move to Tron? What's the advantage that they get on Tron?
Yes, we have several advantages. First of all, is big liquidity, right? So basically, on Tron today, we have $60 billion volume of the stablecoin on Tron network. This is a very big liquidity compared to Solana. Probably only have $2 billion. Basically, Tron has 60 times more like liquidity on Solana. If you are a Solana, like DAF, meme coin DAF, is high possibility you will get more liquidity and the exposure to liquidity if you move to Tron. I think that's the first thing. And the second thing, of course, Tron also have a very big DeFi ecosystem. So right now on Tron, we have over $10 billion of the DeFi on Tron as well. So which also means you will get exposure to lots of traditional DeFi users on top of Tron. And also, of course, Tron is currently the top one blockchain in Asia. So if you are a Western dev, really want to get exposure to Asia traders, definitely I think Tron is your go-to place for that. You will get exposure to lots of Asia traders, also like Chinese users, to get into your product. So which we also have seen a dramatic of user takeover recently about the Tron meme coin. And also, of course, I think as the platform builders, we are also will get lots of help on the meme coin on Tron. So we will help you get listed on HTX, Poloniex. You know, that's the first two we committed. But also, you know, Bybit, you know, Gate.io, Bget, you know, MXC, you know, OKX, like Binance, you know, all different kind of the lots of crypto exchanges as well. You know, we will try our best to help those meme coin get exposure to CEX to get listed. And you can see, you know, take, you know, Sundog as example. It's very quickly get listed on lots of exchange, pushing like all the meme coins to get listed on CEX as well. And also we also help them do lots of social media, like marketing, you know, help lots of them, you know, to create, you know, social media engagement. We also host lots of, not only right today we are doing a podcast, we are also doing lots of AMA, you know, doing lots of Twitter space, X space, to help like all the meme coin project get exposure to everybody in the crypto space. So basically, there's, yeah, sure.
You sound like you're all in on meme coins. I mean, it sounds to me like you've decided that you're going all in on meme coins. Why are you so excited by meme coins? What is it about meme coins? Why have you chosen? Up until now, Tron's been a chain that has primarily been a transfer of fiat money across borders.
Yes.
with the cheapest fees to transfer fiat money the quickest across countries. It sounds to me like now you're putting a lot of, and I know you put a lot of time, effort, energy, and thought into making USD and other currency transfers cheapest, quickest, yes, gasless on Tron. It sounds to me like, yes, now you've got a new bee in your bonnet and now you want to be all in on the memes. Tell me why, yes, memes. What is it about memes that attracts you, that excites you so much?
Yeah, first of all, Elon Musk once said, right, who control memes, who control the universe, right? Which I think telling lots of truth, because I think today's economy is about attention economy, right? So meme actually capture all the attention, right? If you get attention from everybody, you get actually control the universe, you know, in this kind of the way. I know lots of people from the traditional finance industry, right, TradeFi, might attack meme coin for like there is no fundamentals, right, there is no, you know, returns, you know, not like companies, right, they will generate returns for the shareholders. But I think one of the reasons, right, we have been through like all the cycles we see, right, back to 2013, right, first like Dogecoin was created, right, later we see like Shiba, you know, Peep, you know, right now WIF, and also like the popular Tron of meme coin, right, we see all the trend, right, why it even exists, right, if somebody is talking about, you know, meme coin gonna go away in like 2 days or 3 days. But as an industry leader, I have witnessed, you know, meme coin has become like the major narrative for crypto, even from day one, right? Dogecoin has 10 years of history now. So basically, meme coin has always been the topic of crypto since day one, actually, right? So that's why I believe meme coin will evolve and the meme coin will be way better even compared to what we have today. So that's why I think Tron, Yeah.
Is it as big in Asia as it is in the West? Because I know in the West we're playing memes, and you know the memes seem to be very English speaking memes to us. Like, you know, like the memes, when I think about them, exactly. I think about them in English. Are memes, yes, as big in Asia? And is it the same memes that are big in Asia? Like, for example, is like a sundog, is that big in Asia, or do they have their own set, or have they not even started trading them as much as the Westerners have started trading them?
Yes, that's like exactly right. Why I get like Sampan Blanche, you know, to get everything started in the first place, because I don't think, you know, Asian is starting trading meme coin just like Western do at all. So meme coin actually, I think, is emerging markets in Asia. So basically, everyone in Asia is just starting to get attention about meme coin in the first place. So that's why I don't think like everyone in Asia is trading about meme coin right now. So that's why I think those meme coin trends will be popular in Asia for sure. I think in the next 3 months, like 6 months, like meme coin gonna be trading like everywhere in Asia. So that's why we start to get those attraction from West to the East, right? So that's why we started like somehow, you know, to get meme coin in front of like every users in Asia. And also, of course, I think we have seen, you know, like Sundog and all different kinds of the I will call it, you know, kind of like Western, you know, memes. But this is, you know, I think clear enough for Asian to understand. You know, Sundog, right? It's just like a sun, you know, with a dog, right? Very easy to understand, right? And also, I believe lots of, you know, Chinese-based, you know, meme coin will be popular, actually, you know, in Chinese community as well. So that's why I think this is also a golden opportunity, right? If you are a meme coin dev, probably, you know, develop some like Chinese based, you know, or Asian based meme coin might be like popular as well. So that's why I think this is a very equal opportunity for everyone, right? To create meme coin can be like popular. And it's also going to be a very big opportunity because yesterday I just tweeted, right? So there is right now Sundog is the first, you know, meme coin to break, you know, $200 million. You know, we're definitely gonna see a lot more in the next week or even in the next month, right? So that's why, you know, every developers actually, you know, gets the equal opportunities. And also I predicted, you know, I have a very strong feeling the meme coin on Tron Network will definitely break, you know, $1 billion market cap like very soon, you know. So that's why this is a very equal opportunity for all the developers on Tron Network to capture this opportunity. Yeah. Strong feelings it's gonna happen like very soon.
Yeah, if you look at someone who's joining us later on the show, a gentleman called Crash, he always says that the biggest meme coin on the show, on the chain, will usually equal about 5%. He says, what do you say, 5 to 15% of the total chain, and you know if you think about it like that, and you look at the market cap, let me just quickly look at the latest market cap of Tron. Let me just be a little bit more scientific here. So right now the market cap of Tron about $14 billion. You know, if you take that calculation, you should get at least $1 billion meme coin on Tron. Any guesses as to who might be the first $1 billion meme coin?
Yes. First of all, I want to also add a very important point, right? So be aware, you know, Tron is not like limited to the Tron valuation itself. So I think the USDT, you know, and all the stables on Tron, you know, is $60 billion. So that's why even Tron itself is hugely, you know, underestimated, right? Ethereum holding the same amount of the stable.
It's underestimated, but it is the only meme coin. It is the only layer one that I know of that is way above its all-time high or very close. Sorry, very close to its all-time high from 2021. Like, I mean, if you look at layer one performance, Maybe you haven't made a lot of noise this cycle, but if you look at the price performance, yes, you're the only one that's very, very, very close to your all-time high. You're less than 10% away from your all-time high, which is, I think that in itself is a huge achievement for anyone holding a token. To be at 2021 highs at this stage, there's very few that are there. Yes. If I read the market correctly.
Exactly. So that's why I think this is a show like a huge like Tron potential, right? This is because I think this time when we break the all-time high, it's not because we have the like 2021 like all-time high, right? Because crypto at the time is crazy, right? I think today Tron breaks all-time high is because we have very strong fundamentals. We have a very strong $5 million protocol revenue like every day, and it's going up like even higher like every single day. So that's why I think this time it's all based on fundamentals. And also if you talk about the potential of the stablecoin, the meme coin on Tron, actually we have like a very good benchmark is the stablecoin on Tron, right? So we have like $60 billion. It's the like similar equivalent to Ethereum, but the meme coin on Tron is huge, like undervalued, compared to $60 billion. I take an example, right? A few billion dollars worth of the stablecoin, the liquidity can create like billions of dollars of the stablecoin valuation on Tron, right? If we are taking the same valuation here, right? Like $60 billion liquidity, like what kind of the market cap or valuation is can create for the Tron meme coin, So that's why I have a big, expectation for the meme coin developers on Tron. I believe as long as they are doing the right thing to engagement with the community, do the right thing, have the right narrative, have the right exchange to list them, has the right developer team, they can definitely achieve like I believe a way bigger achievements even compared to Dogecoin, Shiba in the future.
So I mean, look, these are the stats, these are the numbers which I'm getting from Artemis, and the red one is Tron, the green one is Solana, the yellow one is BNB chain, and the one is Ethereum. Yes. I mean, what you can see is that since this meme coin cycle launched, what you can see is that you guys have got a much bigger number of total active addresses. You can pretty much see that over there. I want to. One of the issues that I had with Solana was we got to a point where there were 157,000 tokens which launched on one day. That was the day that Elon interviewed Donald Trump, and I just felt that if memes are an attention economy, and there's too many memes being launched, and the attention is finite, the game is not fun anymore because none of the tokens actually succeed. Now, in the last 24 hours, Pump.Fun launched 7,000 tokens. SunPump launched 3,800 tokens. Binance launched, or 4.meme, which is on the BSC chain, launched 308 tokens. Do you think that too many tokens on a chain is destructive to the chain? Or do you think... Or would you like to keep attracting hundreds of thousands of tokens? Because to me, like when I was watching that day with Elon, I was like, this is not fun. Like there's too many tokens. There's not enough attention. Most of them never even made Radium, which is the exchange. Most of the tokens never even made Radium.
Yes.
So I'm keen to hear your view here in terms of market saturation.
Yes. So first of all, I think we want to create an equal platform, right, for the DApp to launch their token on the platform. So for this threshold, we want to provide an equal opportunity for everyone to launch their token. But I did believe, if you really want to succeed in crypto space in terms of the meme competition, there's lots of things you need to cover it. Not like just like launch a token, right? Just on SunPump, create a token probably only costs you like $10, even $5, to create a token. But it's also create with a responsibility and create an opportunity for yourself, because you need to start to engage with the community, has the right development of the tokens, and also to get the right narrative to get everybody excited, you know, because you need to compete with other tokens to get those opportunities. So that's why, for myself, I think it's not easy to develop a $1 billion market cap, you know, a meme coin, right? Because lots of people, they are thinking, you know, meme coin is just like launched by like one click, right? And somebody is getting lucky, right? And then the token pump to, you know, $1 billion and everybody get rich. I don't think this way. Actually, I think deliver or develop a good meme coin is actually have the equivalent efforts compared to developing like layer one, you know, compared to develop even an exchange, right? It's just take a very different efforts, but it's not like much less effort compared to doing other things. So that's why I believe, you know, a meme coin developer also needs to put lots of efforts, you know, narrative and lots of things.
Are you directly involved with any meme coins? Are you like a developer of any meme coins? Are you involved with any specific memes? Because there's a lot of memes in the market which are going around and saying, you know, we have Justin Sun involved. Yeah. We have Justin Sun involved. Are there any memes today where you are actually in the back end, behind the scenes? I mean, if you feel like you don't want to name the tokens, that's cool. But I think it's just important because a lot of people do say that, you know, Justin Sun is behind us. Justin Sun is funding us. Justin Sun is... Are you involved? Are you not involved?
No, I'm not involved with like any memes on Tron. The reason, you know, why I'm doing this is also I want to send message to all the Tron meme coin developers, right? I'm not like gonna like in favor of like any token, you know, besides like others. I want to create like an equal meme coin token developer ecosystem, you know. Just, you know, as CZ, you know, when he first, you know, launched Binance, you know, he want to provide a very good equal platform to every token, you know, to trade on Binance. Even though, you know, somehow it's a decentralized platform, right? It's not even like Binance is a centralized platform. Basically, founders can decide which coin to be listed on Binance. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think I want to promote this kind of the value. You know, I'm equal to every developers in the space. You know, I won't like favor one like over others. But of course, I think I'm also very closely, you know, monitoring, you know, all the meme coins on Tron, you know. Actually, you know, I actually just like yesterday, right? So I do a calculation, you know, how much like a meme coin project above like $100 million, above, you know, $10 million, above $1 million, you know, and I actually, you know, give a very close look like every one of them, you know, I see their community and with anonymous account, right? Not my, you know, main account, but the anonymous account, I get into their Discord, you know, Telegram channel, and also Twitter, you know, Twitter handle. I see how they engage with the community, you know, to see like which one has the biggest potential. So actually, you know, I'm doing lots of research on that.
So who do you think has lots of potential at the moment? Because you're saying you're doing a lot of research. I've been reading a lot of the research that you've been doing. I've been reading a lot of the tweets that you've been doing. I saw, I think you did a tweet yesterday comparing how many there are on each one. Here it is. Who do you think's making the right signals at the moment? Like, I mean, surely there's a couple of teams where you're looking at this and going, these guys are making the right noises. Who are those guys?
Yes. I think I can't give this. Yes.
I know you love all of them equally. I know you love all your kids equally. I know this, but.
Yes. I can't give a specific ticker, but I want to give you like some standards. I think. You can, through those standards, you can tell, right, which is the best team. First of all, I think I will check the social engagement. I think the social engagement is not only, you know, based on like how many fans you have on your Twitter handle, right, or like how many holders you have on TronScan, you know. I know lots of exchanges, you know, if they don't know like which coin to list, That's probably the first, you know, data they will check, you know. But I'm not like going to be like this, you know, I will check on like the real like social engagement. Are those like real like social engagement, right? Or it's just generated by bots, or they have lots of, you know, influencers, and the people like really believe those meme. And also I will see the founders, you know, see their material and see like the meme they made, you know, and also the video they made, see if this is the right video and the right social engagement they made in the people. And actually, you know, I also have a standard I never mentioned before, even in my socials, but that's also one of the standards I use to see the quality of the memes. So I basically check their Twitter handle and see how many common followers they have with my account, right? That's okay. Something, you know, okay. Twitter can tell you like instantly, right?
Yes.
And I will check like all their official Twitter handles, you know, and if I see the accounts have lots of common followers with me, I will know, right? This is the right meme, actually.
Okay.
You know?
Is there any way that we can check? Hold on. Josh, is there any way we can check common followers with Justin, or is that impossible? We're gonna find a way to check it. Before the end of the show, Josh has told me that he's gonna find a way to check which meme coins have got common followers with Justin. Justin, I want to ask you a question regarding this token over here, which is the Sun token. Okay, is this the token for Sun? What is this token for? Explain to me what the Sun token is about.
Yes, sure. Sun token is a decentralized finance, you know, token, right? Basically a Sun DAO. And this DAO, you know, is governed somehow, Sun.io platform. So basically right now, like 100% the revenue, protocol revenue earned by Sun Pump meme goes to Sun token. Yes. So basically you can see like basically Sun token is the token for Sun Pump meme. So basically if you are, you know, a meme lover but you don't know like which token go for, I think you can probably like park on Sun token, right? And then you can decide it on which meme you love the most, you know.
This token captures the value right now of Sun.pump, right? Because if I go onto
exactly,
yeah, because if I go into CoinGecko and I click on this, it says Sun Pump, Sun Swap, Sun Curve,
yes,
farming,
yes, exactly.
So it's anything to do with this is 100% captured in the value of this token.
Exactly.
If I'm
exactly
reading...
And also, yeah, sure, please. No,
go ahead.
Yes, and also by the way, I want to add on that is I think it's like the beta return for meme coin, right? So if you wanted to go like actual like ultra alpha, right, return, you probably like bet on the real, you know, golden dog, I would say, right, in the meme world. But if you want to get like beta return, right, so I think a song is basically represents the beta.
Yeah, I mean that does this represents the infrastructure that is firing all these memes.
Exactly.
And I guess this is one of the advantages that you may have over Solana, where you have pump.fun, but pump.fun, there's no token, no one can participate, and it's not a decentralized DAO. It's a very privately held organization. When it comes to the platform, when it comes to this sunpumpplatform.meme, you've obviously looked at this platform and you've obviously looked at pump.fun. What is the advantages on a platform point of view that this platform has over the competitors?
Yeah, sure. I want to mention two things, right? First of all, I don't like to take value out of the crypto world, right? So we see lots of the companies, right? Like big companies, you know, even like Coinbase, you know, those companies, you know, they earn like a huge amount of revenue from crypto business, but they take all those revenue away from the crypto world, right? So that's also even one of the reasons, you know, when the, you know, at the bull market, some of the token is going down. That's one of the reasons, right? Because there is just like some people or a group just keep like taking value out of crypto world. So that's why when I'm a huge believer of decentralization, you know, and the crypto world. So that's why when I design like everything, all the value generated from the crypto world goes back to the crypto world. So that's why you can see, you know, on Tron is the same thing. So every single revenue, protocol revenue we have on Tron network, it's all goes back to the Tron network.
How much of the revenue of the Tron fees is bought back to Bern? Because I mean, I saw this table.
Yes, you said 100%. Yeah.
So the table calculated by Masari reflects our burn revenue, and reaching $1 billion in this area is entirely feasible. Yesterday alone, we burned $3.88 million. So over the next 12 months, we need to achieve $2.7 million per day. How much have you done in the last week? How much revenue has been earned by Tron in the last week?
Yes, I think it's around $25 million, something like that. Yeah.
Sure. In one week.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
and that is 100% bought and burnt. That's just 100% bought and burnt.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes, exactly. So it's all goes to the black hole. So that's like also one of the, you know, belief, you know, I have in the crypto industry. You know, actually, I think Ethereum also learned lots of from us, right? So they also later, because, you know, when the Tron first design, you know, from the first day back to 2018, you know, we are doing this. So I think Ethereum is even learn something from us, right? So Ethereum right now for 1544, you know, proposal, they also change to fee burn mechanism, right?
Yes.
But, you know, still today, you know, Ethereum has slightly inflation, right? But Tron has been deflation for so many years. Yeah, for so many years. So we have this kind of the deflation for almost like 4 years now. So we have an average of 3% of deflation, actually, you know. So basically, I think that this is the first like deflation crypto in the whole space, and also the deflation rate is also the biggest in the space.
Yeah, so I'm plotting a chart of Tron versus ETH. So this is the Tron ETH chart. So you can kind of see what the Tron ETH chart looks like over the last couple of weeks, months. ETH obviously hasn't performed extremely well, as you can see. You can see the performance on the Tron ETH chart. Pretty much covers it. I mean, it's inspiring to see how far you've gone here. I think there are some critics that will say that, you know, maybe Justin Sun owns too much of Tron. Like, I mean, is it public what percentage of the Tron network or the tokens in the Tron network you're in control of? You know, a lot of people have commented that, you know, Tron is not decentralized. It's Justin Sun chain. Justin Sun owns most of the tokens. How do you respond to people who say that?
Yes. So I have several things. First of all, you know, factually speaking, Tron Foundation don't run any Tron nodes at all, right? So it's just like, you know, Ethereum Foundation. So Ethereum Foundation is only the developer for Ethereum open source software. So they are not like the people who running Ethereum nodes, right? As we all know today, most of the nodes is running by Lido, right? Actually, you know, Tron is more decentralized than that. So we have 27, you know, parties, you know, and even more. We have actually, you know, numerous, you know, hundreds of the people who participate in running Tron nodes. But, you know, only 27 of them can win the election. And running the nodes actually produce blocks on Tron Network. But none of them is running by Tron Foundation at all. I think that's the first thing. And also, second thing, if the people is highly doubted, you know, probably I own a lot of Tron token, they actually don't know the Tron history, you know. Actually, you know, Tron has the, you know, similar history of Ethereum. When those days, back to 2017, when we, any developer, not only me, any developers at those days, when they launch a platform, they hold very little amount of token, because at that time, you know, the industry standard required the developers to have most of the token go ICO. If they don't have this kind of much of the token, they will be seen as, you know, not, you know, compliant with the distribution of the community. So at that time, you know, Chuang, when we're doing the ICO and the pre-ICO, we basically distributed 70% of our token to the community already.
Yeah, I think a lot of people weren't around for the ICOs, and they think that the market has had the same structure
exactly. All
along. But in 2017, yes. 2016, when these ICOs happened, the norm was very big distributions. That's why people actually believe that the ICO was maybe more fair than the current market structure. Justin, listen, it's been amazing having
exactly.
you here. It's been amazing having you here with us. We're going to carry on with the rest of the show. We're going to see you in Singapore. Hopefully we'll get together in Singapore, have some fun in Singapore. Well done. Congratulations on once again everything that you've achieved. I've always said that you're a marketing genius, you're a business genius, and I mean, I look forward to seeing what happens next, my friend.
Thank you.
Cool,
so
Justin. Thank you, my friend. And we're going to bring on some other guests. We've got Crash. We've got a whole lot of other guys. Just wanted to remind you again that our shows, our Sunday shows, of course, are sponsored. One of our other sponsors, also a token on Tron, is Mancat. Now, let me tell you the story about Mancat, right? Mancat is a cat that's stuck on the moon, and the cat wants to come down. But now when they say the cat is stuck on the moon, I mean, that's the cat that is actually stuck on the moon. And you know that every chain has to have a dog, as I said before, and a cat. This is one of the cats, and right now, if you look at the market cap of this cat on Tron, $25.5 million, very, very, very memeable, high engagement, very, very, very high engagement. Just think about it like this. The biggest cat on Solana, which is Popcat, has a market cap of, let's check, but last time I checked it, $500 million market cap. So let's just see. I don't want to give you wrong information, so let's actually check it factually. $721 million. I mean, you see the thing. That's why every cat, every chain has to have a cat. And maybe Mancat is going to be the biggest chain. Also, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but there's another token that is on the Tron chain, which is called Bull. And this is a token that's very, very closely linked to one of our guests here today. I've got an amazing guest panel here for you guys today. Oh, I've got Jake. I've got Crash. Who else have I got? You ever got Spider here? Okay, so we've got Jake and Crash. How's it, guys?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
What's up? Jake, I'm glad we finally got this together. Crash, welcome, brother.
Hey, dude. I was just texting my Telegram. Join the stream. We're on.
Join the stream. I want to see the viewer count absolutely explode. All right, Crash, let's just get down to business. You said you had a sixth gem that was coming on, but then you said, okay, wait, maybe there's one more play before the sixth stone. And then this morning, I saw that this was a token called Bull. Tell me a little bit about what's going on here.
Yeah, so I'm calling this a side quest that could turn into gold. You know, sometimes that's exactly what happens when you go, like in a video game, right? You go on the side quest and you find, you know, these extra treasures that end up being really good for your upgrading your character or your resources. So I see this being factually became the number one meme coin on Tron within 3 hours of me or 2 hours of me sharing it. It's at 225 million market cap right now. It's the fastest coin to ever hit 300 million market cap in meme coin history from a pump fun platform. So, you know, Justin Sun's doing an incredible job with sunpump.fun, and it's a great platform, man.
I'm keen to hear both of your views here. So, I mean, we've all been playing meme coins on Solana. We played meme coins on ETH. And now we've got meme coins on Tron. We've got meme coins on BSC. Tell me, I mean, let's be honest here. Do you think that meme coins on Tron are going to make it? Yes or no? And also tell me why, Jake.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if anyone was listening to what Justin Sun was saying and what he's built so far since he's got into cryptocurrency space, just look at what happened with Solana back in the end of 2023, right? You had Bonk come out, you had Whiff, you had a lot of other tokens that had a lot of success, even with Base. And I think Crash did a great job with this call on Brett on Base. Base Chain, I just hosted a conference last weekend in San Francisco. They're going to be around for a long time. Everything that Justin Sun's built, the hype that's been there so far this year, two tokens, like we just saw, Bull, which launched 3 days ago, ran up to 300 million, Sundog as well. I think Tron is here to stay for the long term.
Look, I mean, I know for sure it's here to stay because it's been one of the timeless. I mean, Tron is actually, I think, older than Solana. Actually, I think what most people don't remember is that Tron was actually one of the original vintage ICO coins. And it hasn't, I mean, Justin Sun was one of the first people in DeFi. I remember going to one of the consensus and there were DeFi, I think it was consensus, but there were DeFi branding all around. And that was with Justin Sun's face in it. And I think it is the biggest transfer of stable coins is actually happening on the Tron chain. The big thing we're going to have to see now is to see whether he can do more than just stablecoin transfers on the chain and whether this pump is actually long-lasting. And I'll show you one stat, which I'm not sure if worried is the right word, but so there were a few days where SunPump had a much higher number of tokens launched than Pump.Fun. Within the last 24 hours, though, Pump.Fun is back in the lead in terms of number of tokens. Now, I guess the big question is whether number of tokens actually matters or whether it's quality of community, quality of launches, as he says, access to Asia. Keen to hear your views. Crash, yeah. Or Jake, one of you.
Well, just one more thing on the note that I was just saying about if Tron meme coins are here to stay. I mean, Justin Sun has millions of followers. He's well-respected in the crypto space. He's one of the first leaders of a blockchain that's really embracing meme coin culture. And that's why, look, I make meme coin content a lot. Most of my content is meme coin content because I understand that's where the attention is. He understands that. He started the show with an Elon Musk tweet or Elon Musk quote. He who controls the memes controls the universe. He is embracing the culture. And look what happened to the Tron price since he started embracing it. So, I mean, when you have a leader like that that's going on all in, I do believe that Tron and the Tron meme coins will be here to stay. So I just wanted to add that to my first note.
Crash, what do you think, sir?
I mean, I love Tron, man. I've always used Tether on Tron. So to me, you already have the base case, which gives it a nice intrinsic use that, you know, no matter what, people are always going to use it for stable coins. Now, I think that's what's such a good thing for meme coins on Tron is that because there's so much stable coins on the network, you got a lot of rich mother brickers that have a lot of money to just kind of pour into meme coins on this chain, because that's where I believe they do most of the Tether minting from the treasury, right? The USDT treasury. Yes. They do most of the minting. You get a notification. It's like, hey, we just minted $1 billion or something through the treasury. So I think that's super good. There's a lot of wealthy money, and also Justin Sun is, you know, big money. And I you know, you don't be surprised if he chucks his money in at these memes, maybe on private wallets or maybe on a main. I'm not sure, but it's not surprising at all to see the memes get a lot of support here, and it's coming together really well.
Spider, you're as bullish, bro. Do we have Spider's audio?
Yeah, definitely. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can. Tell me why, sir. Tell me why.
Well, I'm really bullish on Tron because it's a new ecosystem play. A lot of people are starting to explore other chains now in the whole entire meme coin ecosystem. They're looking for new metas, and I actually believe that, like everyone was saying, Justin's actually supporting the meme ecosystem. Like, he even said on this call or on this, like, talk that he supports Sun Pump, you know, like the whole entire Pump.Fun platform for Tron. So that's really incredible.
Okay. So let's talk about memes that we're actually excited about on the chain. I mean, I take it that we're all very excited around Crash's bull meme. As you said, the first meme to get to above 300 million, or the quickest to get to above 300 million. What else are we excited about? What else have you guys seen that you're actually excited about on this chain?
Yeah, there's been some good ones, right? Sundog, obviously, like you said at the beginning of the show, that, you know, every chain has a dog. But just one note on this bull meme. Here's Sundog right here. But the bull meme is just such a great narrative play. We've seen so many good narrative plays. Brett on base, right? Part of the boys club on the base chain. Blue on the base chain. The mascot for Tron, I don't know if you have the links here, but for Tron DAO, they have like a little mascot image. It's the actual bull character. So the fact that Crashes was able to find this play, call it out, and it's actually the same character that Tron is already used. So people are already used to, when you're looking at Tron DAO, you've already seen this character. Now it's being translated onto the meme coin chain. There's going to be $1 billion meme coin on Tron, and I would, if I'm a betting man, which I am, I think that we'll see bull be the first $1 billion meme coin on Tron.
Yeah, so I mean, again, every chain must have a mascot. And one of the interesting things that you should look at today, you know, Pavel Durov, the founder of Telegram, was detained today. We all know that. But if you look at Resistance Dog, which is the, you can call this the the meme mascot of the Telegram chain. Look what happened to the meme mascot of the Telegram chain. It's up over 100% today on the news of the founder's arrest. Okay, so this is the mascot of the chain. Now, again, one of the plays here is that Bull could become the mascot of the mascot of the Tron chain, and then
but it literally is. If you go on Tron's website, if you look up trondao.org, and you just, you'll see it's actually on their website. See, that's the thing that Tron Bull has that no other meme has, is like you can literally go on the website and it's the only character, meme coin or thing on Tron's website as well. There's a blog article. I could send it to you somehow. Maybe is there a chat
right there?
Here?
Yeah, right there. Scroll down. So yeah, that's the actual Bull mascot right there. Scroll.
But Tron basically made an article about how they created this mascot to spark vitality to the chain and give encouragement and hope to everyone back in 2021 post the COVID pandemic. So basically this was kind of like a, you know, hold your shit together, everything's going to be okay mascot, right? And giving people courage. So no, it's factually the mascot. And it's not even in my words that's the mascot of Tron. No, it's in Tron's words. The mascot of Tron. Now, here's another crazy thing. If you go to Twitter again, bro.
Yeah.
If you look at Tron Dao, their Twitter account, this is another thing, you know. If you look up Tron Dao in the search, yeah, you'll notice these guys are posting the mascot every single day. You'll just scroll down just a little and you'll see it. You'll see it just a little more. And then there you go. And then you go down a little more and you'll see it again. You go down a little more, you'll see it again. Almost every day they're posting their mascot. So it's full social proof.
Fantastic.
There.
I think you've made your case here. I think I definitely bullish Tron Bull, as you know. We spoke earlier, so you definitely know that. What else? What else are you guys bullish on? I mean, we've spoken about Sundog, we've spoken about Mancat. What else are you guys bullish about? I mean, is there a Pepe narrative on Sun? I saw this one. Also, one of our sponsors, Pepe Sun, it's called, and this is the Pepe on the Sun chain. I saw this one. This one was listed very, very early, and you know, got a lot of engagement from Justin. He's very active in the ecosystem. I don't know. I kind of like this. I think I must say. I think this. You know, every chain has a Pepe derivative. So you've got Pepe on ETH. You've got Brett on Base. Is this the one? Is Pepe Sun the one, or you know, are the others that you guys are looking at?
I like that one. That's a good narrative, right? Because everything in crypto is to the moon. This is to the sun. Pepe Sun. It's all about narratives in this game, you know. And this one actually makes sense. Like you combine Pepe, which is the number three meme coin in the world, and then the narrative with Tron Sun. So I actually like it. This is my first time seeing this one, but I do like the narrative, and I think it could be could have a lot of potential.
I'm gonna follow this one. Yeah. Spider, we haven't heard much from you, sir. Anything that you're looking at specifically on Tron Chain?
Yeah, so for me, I'm really interested in all of, like, the Asian memes getting a chance to really shine inside of the Tron ecosystem, because Tron is, it's more of like a China-based, Asia-based ecosystem. So I get really excited about it all. Like, just, yeah, I saw people try to launch, like, memes that are very popular from China, like Biao on there, which is BIAO, and I saw some people try to launch out some other ones very similar, like QV and Suki, but I haven't seen it take off yet because I don't think the right team has gotten behind it. But I'm really hoping that the eco takes up on these Chinese memes and, you know, maybe even stuff that is really big in Asian culture, like Dragon or something like that would be really cool.
Yeah. I'm quite surprised that Asians aren't as gung-ho about memes as the West is. Up until now, I think this has been a bit of a Western phenomena. And I mean, if you look at the Asian culture, and I'm generalizing a little bit, but if you look generally at Asian culture, Asian culture is very much a gambling culture. There's a large element of gambling culture in Asia, gambling. They're always the leaders in gaming. They're always the leaders in gambling. I've actually heard an interesting stat that per square foot, the Macau version of Las Vegas versus Vegas per square foot, Macau is much bigger, much more profitable, etc., etc. So, kind of interested to understand why these meme coins haven't taken off in Asia.
I mean, I have a lot of friends over in Asia, and they're all degenerate gamblers on meme coins. So I don't know. It just depends on where you're looking. But I also heard that about Macau. But there's one more token too that I like as well. Because the Matt Fury meta is obviously probably the biggest meta in the meme coin space, right? And I found one on the Tron chain, Fofar. He's Fofar. A Matt Fury character. Fofar, it's a okay. It looks like a pretty solid one. I mean, it's like that.
F-O-F-A-R or what is it? F-O-F-A-R?
F-O-F-A-R, yeah, Fofar. You can pull them up on Twitter.
I found it here.
I mean, they're doing exactly what you need to do. So you can see it's a legendary character inspired by Matt Fury's Boys Club's comic, the red mascot of the red chain, a.k.a. That's Tron. It. And they're posting good memes, you know, good community, strong community. Yeah, they're always rating my comments, so... That's another one right there that I think could have potential.
Okay, so that's actually interesting. So this is Fofar. Fofar has a market cap of $16.4 million. It's in that interesting part where all memes go up, all memes come down, and then the good memes do the U-turn and pick up again.
Oh, you said it's at 16 million?
Is it this one?
Tron Bull already flipped it like 20 times over.
Damn. No, I know. We've got Tron Bull. I think Tron Bull is definitely the number one at the moment. But I mean, we're talking about all the new ones that are coming on. I think the interesting thing here is that this one is now at a turning point. It's got a turn now. And then it could become part of the boys club. Let's call it that way.
Yeah, it's just another one that, you know, you asked for a couple of them. But if I had to give you one, Ran, or two, if you want two, I think that it's going to be a competition between Bull, which literally, talk about like the relatability. Everyone on Tron has already seen that mascot, and now you can invest with it. And I'm sure there's going to be content coming from Bull. And also Sundog was one of the first movers. So I think if I had to be, you know, tell you the truth, this is a newer chain, newer meme coin chain. It's going to be between those two. And honestly, the relatability with Bull, I like what's going on there a lot.
Spider, what else are you looking at, sir, on the chain?
I'm just playing the winners. Like, I like playing into like T-Bull, obviously Crash is a legend, and also really big fan of Sundog, and big fan of even Fofar. Obviously, I just want to add to what I know is going well on the chain, because all those ones that I don't like playing all the random stuff all the time, because it just goes crazy. And then like it's pretty obvious when something picks up. I just like to be by my computer, and when I see something starting to pick up, just pick up on those. So I guess the other one's Sun Wukong, right? Like I love that there's like a monkey meme.
Sun Wukong. Wait, hold on. What's the ticker?
Sun Wukong. It's Sunwukong. So that's a really cool one, because that's like the Asian version of like Ponke.
Oh wait,
like
not the
Asian
this one.
Version.
Hold on. Sun. Hold on, let me find it. Sun.
I love Ponke, by the way. They've absolutely been crushing it on everywhere, socials, everything.
There we go. So yeah, there we go.
One.
So
that's 34 mil.
32, yeah, 33 mil. That's the Sun Wukong. Here it is. Here's the Twitter. Yeah, okay. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. All right. Before we go.
The Asian memes.
Yeah. I mean, again, they're the Western version of Asian memes. I still have yet to find a meme that's really, really, really fucking trending in Asia. Probably a good time to maybe give some love to one of the other cats, and that is... the first community takeover on Tron, which is Sun Cat. So another cat. It's a first community takeover on Tron. Market cap went to 25 million now at 15.35 million. I mean this one actually has quite a lot of exchange listings. So got a whole lot of Poloniex, a Hitbit, got a whole lot of exchange listings, which is also really good and also quite good with the content. So this one's also one that I think we should probably be watching, another one of our sponsors. This one just filled a charity donation to GoFundMe to save cats in China. I mean, I think cats in China don't really stand a big chance, to be honest. I think dogs and cats in China, you need a lot more than a GoFundMe to rescue them.
They're tasty over there.
All right, guys, before we go, any other alpha on the Tron chain that we want to talk about?
Can I ask you a question, Rand?
Yeah, sure.
We didn't really answer. You asked about so I think it was like in the first 6 days, there was over 8,000 tokens launched. Obviously, 99% of meme coins go to zero. The launches have decreased by over 50%. Are you more bullish? Like, do you like when there's thousands of tokens launched, or would you like to see that number come down a little bit?
I think the problem with meme coins today, and why I think we've reached the end of the meme coin super cycle. I've been quite public about it. I don't think meme coins by any means are going to die, but I think the era of everybody just launching a meme coin on pump.fun and SunPump is over. Why? Because I think that there's a limited amount of attention in crypto, right? There's like a limited amount of attention. There's X amount of people with wallets, X amount of people with exchange accounts. And to be honest, we haven't in this cycle yet succeeded bringing in a whole lot of new people. So for now, the attention is equal to X. And the problem is that we're diluting the attention with too many meme coins. And so the problem with that is that it's not fun anymore. Because remember, crypto is fun, and crypto is only fun if you're making money. But if you go to a casino and you put money into a slot machine and you keep putting money into the slot machine never pays out, right? Or the payouts are so tiny that you put in a dollar, but you're getting 10 cents back. That's not a fun slot machine. That's a shit casino, right? And so I think one of two things has to happen. We have to recreate the meme coin game. And I think, so I think the those that are around and have network effects, AKA Brett, AKA Pepe, AKA Doge, those guys will be around. I think the game, I think now to launch a new Brett, a new Pepe, a new Doge, in the absence of the cabal, is almost impossible. Like you're not going to, the ball ain't going to land on your number on the roulette wheel. All of a sudden your coin's going to go there. And so, to be honest, I think 99.99999% of the coins on SunPump, on pump.fun, you're basically, you're putting money into slot machine and you know no money's going to come out. And that's why I think, to be honest, I would prefer a chain with more rules, less launches, and therefore a higher chance of success. So if you know there's going to be one spin in 1,000 that's going to yield success, that's a bad casino. But if you know that there's only 10 spins and one of them is going to yield you a good spin, that's the casino I want to go to. And I'm willing to, you know, I don't know what the rules are. Maybe the rules are, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's more rules. Maybe there's more cabal in. Maybe there's higher buy-ins. I don't know what the rules are. But unless we do something, I think that these, I think Pump Fun and Sun, Pump.Sun, I think both of them eventually land up in the long term, either pivoting their business model or dying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my casino is just to follow the guy below me, Crushes Clay, turn on notifications, and it's a pretty good win rate so far.
You see, so I mean, look, if you know, the question is whether these games are real memes or whether these are games of understanding who the insiders are and where they're at. And I say that with all respect, like the game right now is that you need to know who the insiders are, you need to follow the insiders, and you need to just trade behind the insiders. That is the game. I mean, don't hate the player, hate the game. That is the game. Right now, I don't see any meme coin in the world succeeding without good influencers behind it, because influencers are what brings attention to an ecosystem. That is why they're influencers, because they know how to, they take a lot of attention and they route that attention in certain directions. That's what an influence is. That's why in every other industry, influencers are so powerful, right? In the fashion industry, influencers are extremely powerful. In the jewelry industry, influencers are extremely powerful. In most industries, influencers are extremely, extremely, extremely powerful. And this industry is no different, right? So you just, I mean, Crash, me, you know, all of us, Spider, all of us on this thing. We've worked hard to get to where we're at. And our job is to funnel the attention into the right places. Now, if you funnel the attention into the wrong places more than 3 or 4 times, people ain't going to trust you anymore and you're going to lose your influence. Yeah. The reason why Crash is riding an amazing wave right now is because he keeps funneling the attention into places where people make money. And therefore, every time he does that, he gains more and more clout versus an influencer that brings you into 10 bad deals. And then you basically look at this guy and say, look, you actually don't have influence anymore because you've lost your clout. So, yeah, I think that's my summary of where I see this thing going. I see the game actually changing. Right now, it's a game of which influencers are you following and how quickly are you getting the information from influencers. That's right now the game of meme coins. And as long as you know the rules, follow the right influencers, that's how you're going to end up making money. I don't think you're going to make money by just randomly going onto this roulette over here or any roulette and then just putting a bit here and a little bit here and a little bit here and a little bit here. I think you're going to make no money. And I think the stats...
Yeah, all those are going to, like, these all, like, and how they, like, display it, it's all the newest. Like, what are the market caps on that? I can't see it on my screen, but, like, $500. Like, so, no, that's not the way that you win. You're right. And with influencers, sometimes they get a bad rap, sometimes they get a good rap, but it's really just marketing, right? You see Logan Paul walking everywhere with his Prime bottle. Every time he posts a video or is on WWE or the UFC fight with his Prime bottle, millions of people are seeing it. So influencers are just marketing. They have a crypto audience, and it's just how you get exposure for your token. Obviously, the token has to do all the work, right, on the back end, building the ecosystem, getting on exchanges, the partnerships, but influencers are just marketing. And, like, no one's forcing you to buy what they talk about. They're just putting it in front of you.
influence is a function of attention in terms of raw numbers and credibility. So it's attention times credibility. And so, you know, if you've got low credibility, but you've got high followers, you're not an influencer because no one's going to trust you. If you've got high followers, high credibility, that's the right place to be. If you've got low followers and high credibility, those are the ones that are going to grow the quickest. And so it's just a game of how much credibility times eyeballs. And that's pretty much what it is. Now, guys, on that note, I want to end it because I want to keep the show under 1 hour for YouTube purposes. Much love to all of you. Thank you for the alpha. Thank you for being here on your Sundays. To you, the Banter fam, I will see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.